Meditieren, Yoga, Joggen, nichts entspannt mich.
Echt? Mich entspannt meine Steuer total.
Steuer? Wie Finanzamt? Die Steuererklärung?
Ja, ich habe ganz locker über 1000 Euro zurückbekommen.
Hast du geheime Connections oder Excel-Superkräfte?
Nö, nur die Wieso-Steuer-App.
Wow, und das ist einfach?
Klar, die macht fast alles automatisch.
Ich fühle mich plötzlich so entspannt.
Hol dir dein Geld zurück. Abgabefrist 31. Juli.
Was?
Schaffst du ganz entspannt mit Wieso-Steuer?
Ach, ja.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Jane doesn't mind an apartment with no elevator.
5 flights of stairs is 5 flights of cardio.
Bob is a little less enthusiastic about stairs.
I hate stairs.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle renters and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Jane and Bob found an apartment that's a 4-story walk-up. And Bob?
Yeah, there's a freight elevator she doesn't know about.
What were you talking about?
Oh, nothing.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. Coming up on today's show, comedian Langston Kerman. Also, can you still buy a waterbed? And did you ever come up with a porn name or a wrestling name? All that right after this from Donnie Baker.
Hey, Bob and Tom, it's Donnie Baker, man. I just want to take a minute to say a few words to the guy who broke into my car last night. Yeah, Namnets, I'm talking to you. What the hell's wrong with you anyways, man? Why'd you have to bust my driver's side window? Didn't you notice the passenger side window was already broke and patched up? I mean, why'd you think I had a big old hefty garbage bag taped across there for? Or did you start to go in that way and think to yourself, oh, I better not. That looks like 3-ply and that stuff's a bitch to poke through. I mean, now I'm going to have to find another garbage bag from a driver's window. I won't even be able to turn anymore because I can't see out of either side, man. Just the front and back. I'll only be able to drive in a straight line. Think about it. That's going to take a lot of planning for every trip. Mm-hmm. I swear to God it will. And what did you think you were going to find, Dellinger? You got my cassette player, but it don't work. I'm going to tell the insurance company it was a combination CD, high-def, DVD player anyways. Uh-huh. So you did me a favor. And then you went and left all my tapes. Man, I had a Whitesnake, Poison, 2 Def Leppards, and you didn't touch any of them. What are you, some kind of homo? I mean, if you was fishing for some Jim Croce or Joni Mitchells, then why in the hell did you bust into an 86 Camaro 4 anyways? Hell, the original pinstriping alone's worth $300 or $400, but you didn't even touch it. And I know I had about $2 in change in the ashtray, man. Or if my insurance agent is listening, $2 in change and about $20 in unused arcade tokens, and my best friend Scotty Winkler can vouch for it because he's been chasing my record on Golden Tee for like 2 months. I swear to God he has. And I just want you to know that you're a jerk. And that's why I'm saying it right to your face. Because stealing is wrong, man. I swear to God it is. I mean, I work hard for my money, man. I bust my butt for this wage. And I don't need some...
Donnie, this is like your 4th break already this morning. Everybody's covering for you while you're gabbing. Now get back to work.
Shut up, Randy. Don't make me go all CSI on your ass, man. Because I swear to God I will. All I gotta do is lift your fingerprints off that coffee mug, plant them in my car, and you'll go away for life as a 3-time loser. It's a 3-strikes law. I swear to God it is. Look it up.
How do you figure I'm a 3-time loser?
Well, 1, you're ugly, and 2, you're queer. That's 2 strikes right there in your face. You do the math. I gotta go.
If you missed something yesterday, maybe you'll hear it now. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Once again, today this room has been dubbed the Handsome Factory.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a little bit of a stretch. Although it has gotten...
No, we've gotten it significantly better.
I knew you were going to say that.
Oh, wow.
It's not you, Ace. That's our engineer, Ace Cosby.
Let's do it.
Handsome man number 2.
Let's do it.
Huh. Where did that come from? Handsome man number 2, Chick McGee. He's over there at the John Deere Sports Desk.
Yeah. I mean, John Deere's great.
Handsome man number 3 is Josh.
Hi.
Hey, Josh, how are you?
Good.
I like your new haircut. You get that from a lady, did you?
Yes, I did. Oh, yeah, I insisted upon it. Yeah.
Once again, Josh won't get his haircut by a man. It's weird. Christy Lee's getting her haircut. Is it a man or a woman today, Christy?
Woman.
Woman.
Been the same woman for years.
Oh, that's right. You're very loyal.
Very.
She's very good. I'd go see her, but I don't have that kind of time. This is Tom speaking.
No, because you want to. You pull up in the parking lot and call her from your car. Can you have a cut? But you know what? I don't know why you get your hair cut anyway. I want you to do the Ben Franklin, and you won't.
Yeah, what would happen if you just let it go?
The so-called skullet?
Yeah.
Well, then I wouldn't need to wear a T-shirt saying douchebag, because everyone would know right away.
Well, but... Come on.
Hey, we have a guest. Would you calm down?
Yeah.
You'd be so hip.
Calm me down, sir.
Comedian Langston Kerman is here with us. Langston,
before
you got here, we determined that's a great name for a Supreme Court justice.
Yep.
Langston Kerman.
Yeah.
Doesn't that sound serious?
The lone dissenting opinion was offered by Langston Kerman.
Radical liberal socialist commie judge Langston Kerman once again.
That sounds like a title for a judge. Mm-hmm. That's something we've had in this country, commie judge.
I have always tell people when you name a child, and I have seven of them, try to be considerate and think, is this name going to work if this kid becomes a Supreme Court justice?
Can't you be court-ordered sterilized? Can't you keep you from having any more baby?
My seed is active and healthy, apparently.
It's a strong name, Langston.
Thank you.
It's a manly name. Manly.
Well, of course, Langston Hughes, the famous poet. I'm surprised you didn't become a poet instead of a comedian.
Maybe he is a poet.
I actually have a master's in poetry. That's a real thing that I wasted my money on.
I was going to say, what rhymes with cash flow?
It wasn't the best choice that I made, but it somehow managed to maneuver into comedy, so it's okay.
That's interesting.
The economy of words. Yeah.
So if you're studying poetry and your name is Langston, I guess you probably got the Langston Hughes thing constantly.
Yeah, well, my mom named me after Langston Hughes. So, okay. Yeah,
could have been worse.
I just went down the trail and found myself here.
Is she in education?
She was. She was a teacher for years. Mm. And then she did what I used to teach, too. And then we both quit.
What'd you teach? Poetry?
I taught high school English.
How'd that go?
It was miserable. You have seven kids. You know they're awful. I've never even met your kids, and I hate them. They're the worst.
It's gotta be tough. Diagram this out of hell with it.
Yeah, that's got to be tough.
Put your heads down. Yeah.
High school English, I bet that is.
God bless the teachers, huh?
Yeah, they work hard. Mm. I got out.
Okay. Now you're doing comedy. And you're an actor as well.
Yeah, and I act, and I write. I wrote for this really fun show that's coming in the fall on Comedy Central called Southside, so that'll be great.
What's it about? Cool.
It's about a Rent-A-Center on the south side of Chicago. It's just like, that's the right reaction.
You never been to an RTO place?
Ace is in your core. I rented a TV, actually. I sure did.
Yep.
Back in, where was I?
Virginia, wasn't it?
No, I want to say Piqua.
I returned one.
I sure did.
Do you mean you returned a television once? Or you?
The short version of the story is a musician friend of mine was in jail.
Ah,
okay.
I
got the phone call just before our Christmas vacation. And so I'd never bailed anybody out of jail before, which was exciting. They weren't real keen on my credit card, but it's a long story, but I managed to get to a bank and got him out. He had done nothing wrong, of course. No, he really had. In any event, as part of that whole thing, we had to return his rented TV. I couldn't believe how much they were charging to rent this thing. He could have bought one after 3 weeks. But
I don't understand people who do that. Like, I get that you needed a TV temporarily, but to keep paying $20 a week for a television is crazy.
I mean, Chick, was yours rent to own, or was it?
No, rent to keep renting until you're dead.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Okay, I don't want to.
It ended up like $1,500 for a $300 TV.
Yeah, that was the thing. It was a joke.
Absolutely.
I don't want to make him feel any worse, but I got to step up here, too. When I was married the first time, we didn't have anything. We rented our furniture in the living room. Yeah.
Well, nothing parties like a rental.
Mm, yeah.
You had a waterbed, though, right? Did you rent that?
Paid for that.
Oh, you paid? It's first things first. Hey, Christy likes to have a far party.
Wait, you don't still have a waterbed,
no,
though, right?
No,
oh, thank God.
No, I have a sleep number bed. I've moved up.
Do they make waterbeds anymore?
I hope not. They're real bad for you.
I think they... I bet you could get a waterbed.
I have never slept...
What do they say? They're
never
bad
slept
for
on a waterbed. Have you ever, Josh?
Yeah, I have. Yeah, my parents
had
one.
What?
Yeah, my parents had one for a little bit. My neighbor was throwing theirs out, and my parents were like, we'll take it.
Oh. Wow.
Wow. But it's not like a traditional mattress where things soak in and then you are laying.
No, but still,
no, it's
gotta...
a water bed.
Yeah. I had one of the soft siders, too, that looks like a mattress, but it had water tubes in it.
Baffles.
Yeah. Oh, sure,
thank
yeah.
you. That was it, baffles. Oh.
That was such a fad. Are they still out there? Because it used to be all the radio, all the commercials.
I was going
to
say, there was a time when the most...
Izzy's waterbed.
I did more commercials
waterbed warehouse.
For waterbed
warehouse
than
yeah.
any other product.
I used to think it was a rich person's thing. Like, isn't that what a...
See, I always thought it was a
I can get
a
you a waterbed at Sam's Club.
Yeah, I get, yeah.
It's like a sexy bed for sexy people. Yeah. You get a waterbed.
The only time I was ever...
motion of the ocean.
Yeah, I was lying down on one time, and I thought, this is so noisy.
Yeah, those were the old-fashioned freeform. Now they have them. They look like a regular mattress. They're called waveless.
I remember when I got my first apartment in Florida, you weren't allowed to have them if you were on the second floor. That was a
real,
that was a real big deal.
Yeah. You used to live in Florida?
I lived several places in Florida.
Where'd you live, Tom?
Well, I lived in Fern Park. I lived in Castleberry. I lived in Winter Park. Which
I love Castleberry.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And then, of course, I lived in DeLand.
Whoa. DeLand?
Whoa. Well, that's weird. Hmm. What kind of a name is that?
They call it DeLand because it's not too far from the sea.
Celebrating the 29th year in show business. that joke. Thank you very much.
Yeah, I don't see a standard waterbed mattress, the sloshy one anymore. But
what was the point of them? Just
would it do some of the movement for? Like if you were
moves.
You can kind of just get it going and then all right.
But now it seems to me like you'd have a defense all of a sudden.
What kind of bed?
You're trying to go this way and the laws of physics are sending the water that way.
You know what's bad is when you're really drunk on a waterbed. I've told you my
story. You get seasick?
Yeah, I threw up on my dog that one time.
Sorry.
I don't think you can say that on the radio.
No, he was laying.
You can, and I want to hear the whole story.
He was laying next to my bed, and I was on the waterbed, and I got sick, and I rolled over, and it went all over him and kind of down into
what kind of dog? What kind of dog was it?
I had an Afghan hound.
Oh.
Well, you got
long hair.
And with the waterbeds, if I remember, the crack between the mattress and the frame.
Yeah, very tight.
You had to deflate the whole thing to clean it out.
Yeah. I had to pull the whole.
Not deflate, but let the water out, right?
I believe that's when I got rid of the water.
Did you run a hose
completely
from like the hole in the bed to the tub?
That's what my parents had to do.
Get
to
the
fill
water out of it.
What if it refill it? What would you do if it would leak?
I never had one. I never had a leak.
How often would
you patch it?
Replace the water.
I never.
I don't think you really need to.
Is there a guideline? What?
Why would you replace the water?
Because it would start stinking.
You don't smell it.
Amoebas in there.
It's sealed.
Now the bladder is pretty thick.
Yeah, and it's sealed.
Yeah, but once the water's in there, it's probably got spirochetes and all kinds of disgusting
in it,
things.
Like you
from
do.
Think anybody's ever shoved a goldfish or two in a waterbed?
Oh, I'm sure. Probably.
Oh, God.
Capped it
were
off?
They clear? Could you see through them?
No.
I bet there was a clear waterbed at some point.
I don't think so, but I bet there should have been.
Fill those, it with fish.
Those would have been cool.
That would have been cool.
It's like sleeping in the ocean.
So wouldn't you have to aerate the fish and have a filter and that?
Oh, you're right. It wouldn't work. Yeah.
The fish had passed
away. Oh, they passed away in the first 45 minutes.
I always wondered that about those platform shoes with the goldfish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, how did they feed those fish? Because they were in there.
Yeah.
First of all, they should have taken the designer and the model and shot them both. And then we could move on and get people that have something interesting to do in the world.
Sure, and shoot the fish too. Why not?
There is an online
everybody dies.
Store.
I have been thinking about this fish thing the last week because State Fair is coming up, which means
you got to be up to your neck in goldfish.
I'm going to undoubtedly have to go try to win a goldfish. Which
throw the ping pong ball into
and then every year I win the goldfish and then I still have the aquarium from last year that finally after the last fish died. You know the thing where the fish dies and then you go to the goldfish store?
And replace them?
Which is right next to the laundromat I go to.
Right, I've always been against that.
And then I replace the goldfish.
Lies to his children.
Yeah, you have to teach your kids about death.
Well, you want to come here and tell her little goldfish that she's named?
I will. I'll talk right to her face.
She's named Nemo is dead?
Yep.
Darn right I will.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Man, they still have. You can buy online the waterbeds from the 80s. These are exactly like what I had.
What are they running these days?
About $1,000, $855.
Wow.
Yeah.
Again, what's the advantage? Don't you hear the sloshing?
Can you ship them? You can't ship them with water.
They have a heater, too. They also come with a heater, so you can't.
Jig has to great. So the heater, I'm seeing electrocution, water, electricity. You better have
mattress,
a
liner, heater, fill and drain kit, conditioner. So yeah, you do put the conditioner inside.
Feels
the
good when the water starts boiling, sort of a little massage bed.
Sure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Josh, have you ever had intimate relations on a waterbed?
No, I've only slept on one. So I didn't. That's why I was asking if the bed would do most of the work for you.
It moves around.
Yeah, you can just kind of ride the tide.
I would think during a solo journey, if you will, it might be.
I think it'd be distracting.
Yeah, I think it'd be. Yeah, you'd be
the sloshing
up, you'd
sound.
You'd be upping, and it would be downing, if you will. How does that sound? Sorry. Let's talk to work. So you were a poetry teacher, Langston.
Oh, I was an English teacher.
English teacher.
Yeah.
Did you teach poetry at all?
I did teach some poetry.
So I would think in the world of hip hop that would be fun because it's
I'm not good
thing.
At rapping at all, but
really?
You know, here we are. I want to be. I wish I was desperately.
Did you ever pick out a rap name in case it came about?
No, there
really
wasn't.
You didn't.
I had no opportunities to ever. I knew right away this wasn't going to work for me at
like
all.
When you're 10 years old, you're not sitting around going, "I think I'll try to get a nice hip hop name."
Nah,
I mean, I have one.
Do you? What is it?
Oh, over the years.
Please.
Please.
No, this is important. He should say it.
In front of guests.
I apologize for my race.
Josh, did you ever... I mean, Eminem is a famous white hip-hop artist.
And it makes sense. Marshall Mathers, Eminem.
It's great. Did you ever sit down... Like when you were a kid, did you practice an autograph just in case your dream came true to play for the St. Louis Cardinals?
I never did do that. No. My signature's always been garbage, so I never... bothered practicing.
Why would you garbage, spell Josh Garbage?
Thank you.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, you're right. I should start writing Josh Arnold
with
probably.
A J.
Yeah.
Did you ever pick out a porn name in case that?
No. No.
Chick.
A porn name?
Yeah. Did you ever?
No. It's supposed to be your pet and your street.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Yeah, right. Mine was Babette Rushmore,
which is really good.
Yeah, that's a good one, isn't it? Yeah.
Babette Rushmore does sound good. I thought it was Babette Pounds. No?
Well, that was the other formula.
Okay. What was yours, Chick, wasn't it?
What was it? Boots Madison, I think, or something.
That's
like
pretty
that.
Good.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
That's a good, strong.
Boots Oak, Boots Madison. Madison.
Mm. Ace, do you know the formula?
Chick moved
I know
a
the
lot.
Formula, but I already had a name picked out.
Oh, a porn name? What was your porn name?
Coco Buff.
Coco Buff.
Man, that's really good, Ace.
I'm sorry, Coco Butt?
Buff.
Coco Buffs.
Buffs.
Coco Butt is the famous wrestling move of the great Bobo Brazil.
Bobo Brazil.
Oh, I thought it was Coco Beware. Remember Coco Beware?
Sure, I remember that name.
B as the middle initial. Oh,
W-A-R-E. Yeah.
Was it a wrestler?
Yeah.
Uh-oh,
Heisman Trophy
guy.
Winner Andre Ware's dad.
No kidding.
Yeah, it's a lie.
Oh, okay.
Go ahead, back to you.
That would be really exciting.
You have a porn name, Tom?
The formula is
your pet
dog,
and then the street you grew up in on.
Okay, that would be.
How about Alabaster Shaft?
Well, that would be.
Call you Al.
See, the formula wouldn't work for me.
That's real good because
it would be Missy 61st Street.
Yeah, that wouldn't work.
Al Shaft.
Yeah.
Short for Alabaster.
What was your dog's name? Duffy.
Yeah, Duffy.
Duffy, what was the street you lived on?
Duffield.
Duffy Duffield.
Oh, that's pretty good.
That's a kind of creativity that just flowed the Griswold house.
Sounds like a lost SNL character.
Yeah, Duffy Duffield.
Remember those Duffy Duffield sketches? Yeah, they were always sort of hidden.
I think it has a certain pretentiousness that
you
suits
just
me.
Just cringe the longer the sketch goes on.
It does have a certain loftiness that sort of fits
me. Well, didn't you have a hamster named Gilby?
Yes, and that was named after the gin.
So you could be Gilby Duffield. Doesn't have to be a dog.
Gilby Duffield. Duffy Duffield is good. It sounds like a porn star who went to school and tried to be better. That's good.
Sounds like an Ivy League porn guy, which would be me.
Using that formula, mine was Spats Trails.
That sounds like you're emitting some kind of fluid as you walk away. Some form of some sad body discharge.
Yeah, you're just wet the whole time.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
Hey, I'm Chris Van Vliet. Go behind the scenes and beyond the headlines with the biggest names in pro wrestling and beyond.
Mr. Sandman.
All I ever wanted to be was a pro wrestler. So I got to live my life and make people really happy.
The Heartbreak Kid himself, Shawn Michaels.
Do you think there's anybody better than you were?
I think I was great at what I did. And I think other people were great at what they did as well. Greatness is more a mindset, I think, than anything else.
Mindset, motivation, insight with Chris Van Vliet. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.